broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to the ASN Coaches Show, the first of our spring broadcasting season for baseball and softball. And good evening. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here with
Liam Davis.
And we're getting to get things started for you guys. We have some great, great things to talk about here in this opening segment. We also have some good interviews that were conducted throughout the week this week. So, Liam, let's jump straight into this thing. First up, we're going to talk about track and field. Track and field has had a couple meets. I know they went to Anderson University, had an indoor meet. A couple of runners said it was kind of unorganized, but it was a good way to start off the season, you know, get the feel of a meet underneath their feet and like get, you know, okay, this is where I need to be at. This is what my time needs to be. So let's get to it. And, you know, stuff like that. The track team, obviously having new faces on the team this year. Talon Foster coming in from HSC. We saw him during the football season. Keaton Jones running track this year. So
very exciting. You know, broke the 40 time for the school record.
Yeah, beat out Eli Pankel, who had a really good pro day for his college pro day.
What was his 40 time at the pro day? 4.33.
That was unofficial. Official, it was like 4.39. Oh. Still impressive, though.
Impressive.
Very impressive. And then track field also had another meet. They had it at Indiana Wesleyan University. That was their indoor state qualifier. I don't know for sure if we've had anyone qualify for state yet.
I don't know how they do that, though, because it's at the beginning of the year.
It's because that's the end of the indoor season. Kind of.
Oh.
Like they kind of do a couple things.
Oh, is it like an indoor state qualifier?
Yeah, it's for indoor track. Because obviously, like outdoor, you have wind resistance, stuff like that. So your times are going to be different than your indoor times. So, yeah. So, yeah. Track team, we field, track and field. I know our throwers, Gabe Martin, 4-year thrower, he said he had a pretty solid outing out there throwing. Way better than he thought he would. He's throwing over 50.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially for high school.
Yeah. And then I know Shay Dwyer on the girls' side. I know she throws pretty well, according to Gabe Martin, but you'll hear more about, that later. Cause I got to interview him. He'll be in the show later. But let's talk now a little bit about the baseball team last year. Lost in the second round of sectionals to Greenfield Central, but they are bringing back a huge senior class, only losing two starters from last year. So, Liam, baseball team this year. I know you play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They look solid.
Yeah, we should be a lot better than last year since we only lost two senior starters. But one of them was hurt for a majority of the year, so he only hit. The other one was switching back and forth with, was a freshman, Colin Axel Adams, but he's a sophomore now. But we're bringing up one person from JV last year on the varsity. There's someone that's going to be playing varsity and JV, but mainly same varsity team from last year is going to be this year. So they have already had a year of experience, and they should be even better than last year. And they were good last year. It was Coach Fosberg's, like, best season on record at Pendleton Heights. And now he's bringing back that same team with better players.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the senior class has been starting since, some of them have been starting since their sophomore year.
Ty Frakes,
Jordan Williamson.
Braden Stevenson.
Braden Stevenson, he got some minutes. I know Colton Frank, I think he got a couple of, some, well, it's not
Cade
minutes.
Brown.
Cade Brown did too.
Mason Saxon, I think.
Overall, like, this senior class is a very talented senior class. I know a lot of them are going to college for baseball next year. Stevenson is going to Ball State.
Mason Saxon's going to Earlham. Jordan Williamson's going to Huntington.
I don't know if Frakes is committed anywhere.
I don't think Ty Frakes.
And Cade hasn't either. But overall, I mean, this is a pretty good season coming up for the baseball
Colton
team.
Colton Frank committed to Trine for football.
No, Taylor. He was Taylor.
Taylor, yeah. Wrong T.
But overall, like, this senior class is a very talented senior class. They got another, they got a season underneath their belt as a junior class, as all of them getting starting reps and, you know, all that. And they're pretty solid. And, you know, I know you guys are going back down to Tennessee this year.
Yep.
Last year when you guys went to Tennessee, you went 2-1. Pretty solid outing. This year, you're playing tougher competition.
Yeah, I heard. But according to some of the top teams in Tennessee.
But I did talk to Mason Saxon in one of my classes yesterday, and he said, I think we'll go 2-1 again. He's like, we're a good team. We're playing some really good teams. I think the best team in the state of Tennessee is going to be there this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how the baseball team turns out. I'm pretty excited to watch because I think you guys will be pretty solid this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch and play.
Well, yeah, you get to be a part of it. So that's exciting. Next up, softball. Last year, lost in the second round of sectionals as well. Like the baseball team, they lost to New Pal and lost a big senior class.
Huge senior class. Caitlin Goodwin's off to Dayton.
Kaya Hubble, I know she went to college. Shelby Messer went off. Kelsey Day, Morgan Humble. They lost a lot. They definitely lost a lot.
But then they're also bringing back a couple starters from varsity last year.
Avery Miller was a sophomore, has been starting since her freshman year, now a junior, has improved each and every year. Ari Rector got to start all of last year. Start of the season.
Ball really hard.
Oh, yeah. She hits the ball really hard, throws the ball really fast. All around, she is.
Kaylee Smith got some reps behind home plate last year, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is a catcher. I think Cassie Hayes, she's getting in the mix now. Grace Fisher's coming back as well.
We have new faces, Allie Carlin.
The softball team, I mean, Coach Davis, he knows how to develop players. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look what he did just a couple years ago. He went to the semi-state championship where he lost to Ron Colley. Like, He knows how to develop players.
They were, I think, like top 10 in the nation at the time, too.
Ron Colley?
Yeah.
Yeah, their pitcher was committed to Florida. They were a very good team. It was going to be a tough challenge. It was an uphill battle. But the first four innings, because I remember calling that game, first four innings, it was gridlocked at zero. Nobody could get anything going. Yeah. It was just three straight outs. Oh, pop fly, out. It was crazy to watch because – You know, when you get to see a D1 player in high school, you can just tell, oh, yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
And so watching
Ron Colley. That's how it is for most sports.
Yeah, watching Ron Colley's pitcher, it was crazy.
Mm.
Very crazy.
And the only bad thing about softball is that the pitcher can go for a long time.
Yeah, because
get their arm tired.
Yeah.
Like, they could throw 100-plus pitches.
In one day, and then the next day turn around, play another game, and throw another 100. So it's, yeah. But the softball team last year had a down year considering their success the year before. But it was a different team, and people didn't expect them to make that run.
And they had a bad draw in sectionals, too.
They had a really tough draw in sectionals.
New Pal was really good. I know New Pal went really far.
Yeah, New Pal was really good last year. They've been good the past few years, but it's just Pendleton, that semi-state run. They were really good. Pendletonites this year, could we see them repeat success that they've had in the past? Possibly. But it's a big toss-up. And finally, girls' tennis and men's golf here at Pendleton Heights. They're both going to get their seasons underway here soon. Get their meets under their belt. I know your older brother, he golfs.
He's committed to trying to golf.
Yeah, I did see that. So, overall, spring sports getting almost completely underway. We're going to get into that later, but that is going to do it for our opening segment. We're going to take a short break. When we return, I believe we have our interview with the head baseball coach here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Vosburgh. Liam, you conducted that one, but we're going to take a short break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions. Tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to our final segment of this ASN Coaches Show. Me and Liam are going to talk about anything and everything upcoming here at Pendleton Heights. We're going to get things started here with baseball season starting up. They have their first, they had their first scrimmage against Bloomington South on Saturday. No results yet from that. But Liam, Bloomington South, I did talk to Coach Vosburgh earlier in the week last week, and he said that Bloomington South, they're always good competition to get a good look at what the team's going to look like. They have really nice facilities there, too. So
yeah, they're one of the top teams in the state as well with, as you said, top facilities. They're also a big school down in Bloomington.
Yeah, I mean, they got, you know, Indiana University right up the road from them. So, I mean, I'd hope you'd have good facilities, but baseball's first actual game is on April Fool's Day. That'll be at home against, or that'll be at Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
And then the next day it'll be at home against Newcastle because baseball does double headers against conference teams. You go there one night, back home the next. Let's hope that unlike last year, baseball team does not have a bunch of their games rained out.
Well, spring season, you never know.
Yeah, but baseball...
It could be a toss-up.
Baseball had the worst luck last year. A lot of their games got rained out.
I remember one game Colton Frank pitched last year. He was throwing a perfect game against Delta. And right as the fifth inning hit, they canceled the game because of rain. Which sucks, because Colton was throwing a perfect game. Delta's pitcher allowed one walk and no hits.
Yeah, it was a pitching
duel.
Yeah, it was a, and when you have a pitcher in a groove like that, and you have to cancel the game,
that sucks.
It messes up the mojo, and it messes up the feeling of the team because you're like, man, what could have been, you know? And I don't remember. I think the baseball team lost that.
They did go on to lose.
Yeah, they lost both those, didn't they?
I can't remember if they pulled out a win because that was also senior night. So they finished the first game, and then they did senior night.
All right. Yeah, no, baseball team, we talked about it in the opening segment. We're excited to watch. Very excited to watch. Good senior class this year. Some good youth coming up. You know, you mentioned Colin Axel Adams. He's a sophomore. Got to see some reps last year as a freshman.
Brand Gray is up now.
Yeah, Brand Gray's coming up.
And football and base and basketball.
Yeah, Brand Gray, he is a three-sport athlete.
Varsity
three-sport athlete. Got some reps, got some snaps at quarterback during football and some of the blowouts and when Colton had to come out. But, you know, Brant stepping up was the sixth man in a majority of the season and started a few games for basketball this year. So Brant Gray, sophomore, pretty good athlete. Coming up to baseball now, his sophomore year. I mean, he's definitely taking a big step.
Yep, and he's going to be starting day one as well in the outfield.
Oh, really? He's starting day one?
Mm-hmm.
So he's started in the, he's, okay, that's, I mean, good. I mean, Brant Gray. Brant Gray, everybody. Know the name, learn it. Put it, engrave it in your memory because
I always like to say he's the face of Pilsen Knights.
He might be it by his senior year. We never know. But switching things over, softball season's also going to be starting up. They have their first game against Center Grove that'll be at home on April 2nd.
And I believe the very next day they play Westfield.
Yeah, on the 3rd they play Westfield at home as well. They start their game off two tough teams. Center Grove always up there in the rankings. Westfield always up there in the rankings. Last year against them, played pretty solid. I think they beat Center Grove last year, fell to Westfield, started off their season 1-1, and then lost their next game. Going into the Horseshoe Classic was 1-2, and then won 2 out of their 3. So they went 3-3 to their first 6 games. And we expected their team to have a down year, but I mean, they still had a pretty good season.
They had a good season, above 500.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you can ask for.
I'm excited to watch softball just because it's going to be, you know, Ari Rector, after having a season of varsity underneath her belt, coming back for her senior year, kind of on like a revenge tour, I guess. I think the softball team could surprise a lot of people this year.
Yeah, especially with the pitching that they have now, the hitting that they have now, too, with Avery Miller. Ari Rector can still hit the ball really hard.
Yeah. I mean, Avery Miller, she doesn't hit the ball hard a lot of the time. But we have seen her homer.
When she gets a hold of it, it goes far.
Oh, yeah. She'll put it in the outfield a lot of times. She's had one home run on her career, and it was a 3-run homer to walk off a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
she can hit the ball far.
Yeah. Avery Miller and Ari Rector kind of run that show right now. But they do have some pretty solid players as well. Behind them, you know, you have Grace Fisher, we mentioned, Kaylee Smith, we mentioned. I believe they have some other sophomores and juniors coming up. I think Brindley Holman.
Aubrey Fox. Kirsten Dimovich. Allie Carlone is a freshman.
Yeah, so they have the youth, they have the experience, they have the whole package with the softball team this year. I think, obviously, it's going to be different. Really different, seeing as they lost a big senior class from last year. But I think the softball team could still be solid and surprise some people.
Yeah, I'm excited for their season. Hopefully they can win sectionals and not get a bad draw again this year.
Yeah, and then for girls tennis and men's golf, we obviously already mentioned track and field had their first couple meets at Anderson University and Indiana Westland. I do not know when their first official outdoor meet is, and I do not have any details on the first golf match or the first tennis match as well. But I know those should be coming up soon because spring sports here at Pendleton Heights are getting under full effect.
Yeah, and you know, you can just never expect when something's going to happen with the weather. Golf, I remember last year, had a lot of matches rained out because it's really hard to play golf in the rain.
Well, yeah, plus, I mean, you're swinging a metal club.
Yeah.
there's a lot of dangers of golf in the rain, but really any sport, there's dangers in playing in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, I know for rugby, I wear metal spikes on my cleats. I can't play in the rain. If there's lightning, we could play in the rain as long as there's no lightning. Same thing with track. Can't run in the rain if there's lightning because of your metal spikes. Baseball and softball.
Can't run in the rain.
Can't play in the rain.
Metal bats, metal cleats.
Right. Like, there's dangers. But overall, the spring season, usually we have pretty good luck with the weather. Last year, baseball really didn't. Softball had usually has really good luck. But overall, I'm excited for this spring season. Pendleton Heights spring athletics is usually one to watch.
Mm-hmm. And fall, winter.
Really,
any season.
Really. Yeah, but spring, I feel like, is the most exciting because you're getting that warm weather back basically all season.
Mm-hmm. Outside sports.
Mm-hmm. Outside, all outside. But yeah, that'll do it for this ASN Coaches Show. We hope you all enjoyed. Liam, any closing remarks?
Drive safe out there on the roads. Wear your seatbelts.
It's a pretty good statement. Yeah. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this ASN Coaches Show of 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this interview on today's ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team, Coach Davis. How's it going?
Great, great. Excited to get the season started.
It's been a while since I talked to you, Coach, so getting straight into it, you graduated a lot of senior pitchers over the last time since I talked to you, specifically Morgan Humble and Shelby Messer. The only pitcher on your roster currently that pitched last season was Ari Rector. How do you feel going into this season about your pitching roster?
Well, you know, that's a question where we're at, depending on how our pitching holds up. But we got Ari that's been working out real hard, throws really well. The hardest probably thrower I have at the moment. We got Cassie Hayes that's been working all summer to get better. And then we got a sophomore, Brindley Holden, that pitched a lot on our JV team last year coming up. And then Morgan Bricker, Jr., that did not play softball last year, decided to come back out and help us out. And I think she's going to be a big surprise for us.
All right, so you've only got two seniors on your roster now. Is there any worry about a lack of leadership at all? It's pretty weird going from a team last year with a lot of seniors and then a lot of juniors this year. Next year, you're going to have a ton of seniors.
Well, you know, it's a question. You know, leadership, I don't think it's going to be a problem. The issue is we've got a lot of inexperienced players that haven't played at the varsity level. I'm sure, you know, with Center Grove coming in here Wednesday night, it's going to be a little nerve-wracking for a lot of them. So, you know, it's going to depend on how fast we grow up.
What does that look like, the change in, you know, JV and lower play to varsity play? A lot of coaches in other sports, they'll tell me it's very different. It's very more quick. And especially with softball, I can imagine pitches get a lot faster. What's that like on the softball level?
A similar situation in any other sport. You know, the athletes are stronger, faster, bigger, and more knowledge of the game, you know. So if, you know, the coming up from the JV level to the varsity level, you know, there is a big difference, especially in the smaller schools. But, you know, in the larger schools, you know, it makes a difference too. So, you know, with them girls coming up, it's going to be exciting.
At the catcher position for the last long time I can remember, you've had Caitlin Goodwin behind the dish. Who's it going to be now as you about, I believe, 2 days out from your season?
Well, we got people, we got people fighting for all positions, you know. Kaylee Smith is looking strong back there behind the plate. She's a senior, one of two seniors that I have. Harley Coleman is a junior that can come in and fill in anytime. And then we got a sophomore in Kirsten Dumovich that is a catcher also. So we're strong back there, just experience-wise, not as strong.
Now, I talked to a lot of coaches in other sports, and they usually always set a few goals for the season. Do any of those come into mind in particular as you head into your first game?
Well, our goals never change. We're always looking for to get the first win for the season, and then we go into the Horseshoe Classic, which starts April 12th. Saturday brings some of the top 10 teams in the state here to our place, and then we got the Madison County Tournament. Unfortunately, this will be the last year for it, you know, so that's going to be a strong goal of ours to go out on top. I would say they dissolve the Madison County Tournament. And then, you know, the conference, which, you know, we have New Pow and Yorktown's very strong, Mount Vernon. So, you know, our goals really never change. We just we keep them the same and then advance in the tournament. You know, you win, just keep winning, you stay. So the goals are always the same.
Yeah, speaking about the tournament, a lot of coaches were pretty surprised about that. You're one of the few coaches that gets a lucky chance to know this is your last tournament. Here's a chance to win it. What's your opinion on the tournament going?
Well, yeah, you know, it's sad. You know, I enjoyed it for the community. I enjoyed it for Madison County. I think it was a good thing for all the the teams, the schools in Madison County to get together. You know, unfortunately, that's going to be the end. I understand change. Just unfortunate that it's going to happen.
Now, the Indiana Coaches Softball Association has you ranked 15th in the state so far right now. What's your opinion on that? Do you think they're writing you off a little bit? Are you excited and you like your odds? What are you thinking?
I think that's very generous of them. You know, with only three girls that have varsity experience at all on the roster coming back, I think it was generous. I think we do have a very well-talented team. We're going to have to figure out where they're going to play. We're going to figure out who's going to play. And, you know, and like I told them, you know, we're going to be as good as quick as we grow up. You know, the younger, the freshmen, sophomores, and the juniors, you know, when they grow up, you know, and what I mean by grow up, not act like they're scared and not be a freshman or not be a sophomore, be a softball player. We grow up, I think we're going to be very competitive.
Now, I mentioned before, you got a lot of juniors on your roster. Of course, you want to win as much as you can, as quick as you can. But how much of this year is going to be preparing them for the future years? Of course, the goal is always to make a deep run and maybe, you know, get that tournament win way down the road. But how much of this year is going to be preparing them and less of just, you know, we're focused on this season?
Well, you know, we're focused on this season. You know, we're not worried about next year. We're not worried about anything else other than this season right now. I feel that they're very competitive girls. I think they're very talented girls. They would have been with me playing. You know, they dressed for me in sectional. I brought them up to be a part of it. You know, so they've been around it. They just hadn't didn't get the opportunity to play. But you know, they're capable of starting for other programs as they were freshmen and sophomores. Just unfortunately, I had eight seniors the last 2 years. So, you know, that's 16 kids that graduated. And it was hard to get them in to get ball game.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this interview, Coach. Everyone's excited for softball and baseball, so we'll be seeing you in about 2 days.
All right. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks, Zion.
All right. That'll do it for this interview on the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic. Located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropractic.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network. Now, I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me is Benson Davis of the boys track and field team. How are we doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, and getting straight into it, how long have you been involved with track?
Yeah, so I've been in track since sixth grade. Sixth grade year got canceled because of COVID, so I guess since seventh grade, but pretty much throughout middle school and high school.
So are there any other sports that you play slash played when you were younger?
Yeah, so I do cross country, and the story behind that is kind of sad, but I wanted to play basketball really bad, but I got cut in middle school, and so that kind of, you know, I was like, what else am I going to do? And so I kind of went full-time with running, and turned out I love it, wouldn't change it for anything, so it worked out for the best.
So what do you run and track, and has that changed?
Yeah, so my main events are the 1600 and the 3200 mile, 2 mile. And in middle school, it was mainly the 800 and the 1600. But as I've gotten older, I started to do the longer distances more competitively.
So track and cross country are kind of a little bit more different than like the traditional sports that we usually broadcast here. So what do you think is your favorite aspect of track?
Yeah, my favorite aspect is definitely the team. So in track, you know, you have all sorts of different athletes. You got jumpers, you got sprinters, you got distance runners, throwers. So you've got a lot of different people coming from different sports, from different backgrounds. We got, you know, we got football players, basketball players, soccer players, like, you know, just a little bit of everything. So it makes it really fun. And it's always, yeah, it's always a good time with the track team.
Yeah. So your junior year. So what are you kind of mostly looking forward to this year?
Yes. So this year, the goal and what I'm looking forward to is the regionals meet. I want to try to qualify for state. Last year came so close, one spot, top three go on. I got fourth. So that's kind of like what I'm looking forward to.
So kind of off the top of your head, what is the most memorable moment in track, either if it's in an event or just something other that, you know, happened during that time?
Most memorable moment, probably my freshman year, the sectional race. I did not expect to go on to regionals. And I kind of surprised myself. I placed third. And so that got me to move on. And it was really just a confidence booster. It made me realize that, you know, I can do things that I, you know, the bar is higher than what I think it is. And I can push past what I think I can do.
So you are halfway through your track career in high school. So do you have any, you know, goals that you're looking forward to, not only in this year, but also next year?
Yeah, so I mentioned that state qualifier this year, if not next year. Just sometime before I graduate, I want to try to go all state. That's top nine. I think it's doable, but, you know, I've got a long way to go, so just got to keep working hard.
So one of the questions I kind of like to ask student athletes, it's, you know, what's the relationship like between school and track?
Yeah, so actually pretty interlocked. So with running, you know, there's a lot of discipline involved. You have to run every day. And so same way with school, you know, you have to do your homework every day. So I think running has taught me a lot about discipline. And so I think that doing track and cross country has actually helped me in my academic career, helps me work harder and have more discipline.
So with track and cross country, do you plan on continuing with that as you go on in the future, even if it's something like, you know, being a coach?
Yeah, so I definitely want to run in college. And then even just past college, just running for the fun of it. And then, yeah, I definitely think that coaching is something I can see myself doing. Yeah, just wherever, you know, running takes me.
Is there a college that you're looking at right now?
Yeah, so Indiana Wesleyan is a big one. Their coach is amazing. And Lipscomb, which is like, they were in the tournament this year actually for March Madness, but they're a small school in Nashville. I really like, those two are like the main ones I'm trying to decide between.
And for the last question, if you could tell your, you know, freshman self one thing or just give a warning about something, what do you think it would be?
Yeah, take every day seriously. Time flies. Like, it really just feels like freshman year was yesterday. So take every day seriously and don't limit yourself. Don't play it safe. Go take some risks out there on race day because you're more capable of what you think you are. And that goes for everyone. So, yeah.
Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me and good luck in this track season.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back with Michael and Liam for the last portion of this time. But you are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Only at the DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker, and I'm joined here with a senior on the track team. You want to say your name for me?
Name's Gabe Martin.
All right, Gabe, I know this is going into your senior season. A big deal here at Pendleton Heights for the seniors, and as a thrower for Pendleton, this is what, your third year in track
my
field?
Fourth year.
Can you just walk me through how you got into the throwing part of track and field?
Well, I kind of, to be 100% honest, I was doing football. I decided to do football that spring, and I kind of just wanted to stay in shape. And track seems like the easiest option, to be honest. There's not a lot of running. You know, it's just using your strength to, is hoping to get better at football by doing that.
Yeah, and then obviously this year there have been a couple of new faces added to the team this year, you know, especially football. Some of those football players have decided to run track this year and just other kids wanting to do something in the spring. So how do you really think those new faces coming in helps the track team to compete with some of these bigger teams in the state?
Well, football players are all pretty fast, so usually they're the fastest ones on the team if they decide to run track. You know, like Keenan Jones, Talon Foster, those are both really good football players, and they're going to be really good track athletes. Usually the throwers are not usually football players. They're just kind of people that want to do a sport. If they need the athletic credit, throwing is usually the way to go.
All right. So obviously you mentioned you played football as well. So how do the two correlate with each other? I know you obviously have to use your lower body in both, but how do they really correlate more?
Well, in track, it's a lot more form than strength, but the thing that really correlates is going to be the agility. So you have a lot of hip movement and arm and leg like correlation. You have to be able to use your legs, move your hips. It's definitely really a lot more athletic than people think. And as a lineman, you know, I have to use my legs and hips a lot to move people and things. So I feel like they are pretty close to each other. It definitely helped me in football to be doing track.
All right. And what's the relationship like with your teammates and on meet days? Like, what does that really look like as like a whole as the team, even in practice? What's the relationships?
Well, you know, there's only one person thrown at a time, and there's six or seven of us at practice. So it's usually pretty slow. It's a really chill practice. Everyone just kind of jokes around. At meets, there's only two varsity throwers, boys and girls, so four kids. And we're all usually pretty locked in, but we make jokes with each other after we're done throwing, because when we get done throwing, we can't go home. So we're just chilling at the meet for 4 or 5 hours after we're done. Pretty fun.
And how long is a usual meet, and what does a usual meet day look like, not just for you, but for the entire team? Like, how does that go down?
Well, you know, if the meet starts at 5, then they usually start the field events 45, 30 minutes early, because a lot of field event people like long jump and high jump, those are also runners. So they want to get those out of the way so that the runners can do all their events. So usually I'm the first one on the team to get done with my event. And for the warm-ups I do, you know, I usually go through the routine of, you know, if we're spinning, then I go through each step of the spin individually. But personally, I'm not the kind of guy to do a lot of practice reps before I throw, because I want to have all my energy for my actual meet throws. But some other people, like competitors or people on my team, will do a lot more warm-up throws. And then when we're done, we just kind of go sit at the team camp or cheer on our teammates the rest of the night.
All right. And who would you say has been your biggest mentor and has gotten you to this point throughout your high school career as a thrower, and not just a thrower, but also a football player?
Well, for throwing, it'd definitely be Coach Harvey, John Harvey. He's my throwing coach, and his son, Andrew Harvey, holds the school records for the team on shot put and discus. So I know he knows what he's doing, because he coached his son, and so he's been a big influence. He decided to come out, even though his son's not throwing this year. He's graduated, so I respect that a lot, and he's been a really great mentor. You know, Coach Richmond's always been behind me with throwing, so you know, he's always asking how I'm doing, so he understands that it's important to be a multi-sport athlete in high school. You need to have a bigger personality than just football.
All right. And you know, being a senior and being considered a leader of the track team this year, what kind of role have you really stepped into this year as the senior leader?
Well, you know, Jake Burns is going to be the team captain, but he's injured a lot. So usually I'm kind of taking place of the team captain at meets. I'll be one of the captains this year. So at the meets, usually I'm just trying to get everyone to do the warm-ups before I head over to the shot put or discus ring to warm up myself. I'm usually just a general leader. I can't help out with people on their individual events, but you know, the throwing people, sometimes Coach Harvey has to work or do things, which is understandable. And I sometimes had to step in and coach up my throwing teammates.
All right. And then what are some of the goals that you set this year for not just yourself, but also for the team?
Well, you know, personally, I don't really have a lot of goals for the team. You know, everyone just kind of does their best, and it's a byproduct to actually win meets or, you know, win tournaments or something like that. We're looking for county this year, and I think we're going to get it. We're a lot better than we were last year as a team. Personally, you know, my goals are mainly with shot put. That's what I consider myself better at. You know, I wanted to throw over 50 feet, which I think is pretty good. And I also wanted to break the indoor record, which I was really close to, but I didn't quite get. So now I'm looking at the outdoor record, which is a little bit harder, but I might be able to achieve it. And I think Coach Harvey thinks I can as well.
All right. And obviously, I believe you guys did have an indoor meet at, was it Indiana Westland?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was that like? What was it like for the team to get a meet under their feet and get that experience for the first time?
That wasn't actually our first meet. The first meet we had was at Anderson, which was a lot more poorly organized. There were a lot more teams, and it was kind of just that's kind of just a practice meet. You know, everyone wants to, it's their first meet, so no one's going to have a good time, but like good, you know, they're not going to enjoy themselves, or they're not going to run good times or good PRs or anything. So that's just kind of to practice, you know, getting to your events and knowing when to do your events, what events to do, which events you want to do or going to have fun doing. So then Westland was the first real meet. It was the state qualifier. And so if you qualify with a time, if you're top like 26 in the state, then you're going to make it to the state tournament. I threw a lot better than I was supposed to that meet. So I'm still waiting to hear back if I made it to state, and state is going to be this Saturday.
All right. So you guys have state early in the year then?
Well, there's an indoor state and an outdoor state, because everyone runs different times, indoor, outdoor. They're different environments.
Well, yeah, because of wind resistance, stuff like that. Okay, that makes more sense. So indoor state's like early in the year.
Indoor state's, yeah, this Saturday.
All right. Do you know, like, when does that come out?
I don't know. I got to talk to my coach today. It might have come out last night. It might come out tonight. But there's a chance I don't make it. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Well, it's a big deal if you make it your senior year.
Yeah,
it's a really big deal. It's a really big deal. And this kind of goes into my, you know, next question of like your favorite memories throughout the years. Would that be on that list of like a favorite memory that you've had here at Pendleton Heights in your throwing career?
I like to see how I've improved over the years. You know, I throw over 50 feet now, and when I was a little freshman, I barely threw over 30. So I'm really, really excited to see all the improvement I made. And state is just kind of a byproduct of that, you know, just kind of a reward for my improvement.
Yeah. And then last question here, who are you really looking to as like kind of your successor after you graduate after this year?
You know, I'm trying to find, you know, someone to kind of take over. You know, there's Shay's been really good. She's, as far as the girl, she's been really good. She knows what she's doing. You know, this Coach Harvey's last year is going to be next year. So after that year, they're going to be coachless, and Shay is going to have been graduated. And, you know, we get new faces every year. Shay and me have been really the only ones that have kind of stuck with it. You know, faces come and go on the throwing team. So I honestly have no idea. Shay's going to be a good leader next year, but after that, I'm not sure.
So kind of tough after you and Shay leave.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our interview, Gabe. Thank you so much for joining me, and good luck this season.
No problem.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for the 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone number 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to our final segment of this ASN Coaches Show. Me and Liam are going to talk about anything and everything upcoming here at Pendleton Heights. We're going to get things started here with baseball season starting up. They have their first They had their first scrimmage against Bloomington South on Saturday. No results yet from that. But Liam, Bloomington South, I did talk to Coach Fosberg earlier in the week last week, and he said that Bloomington South, they're always good competition to get a good look at what the team's going to look like. They have really nice facilities there, too. So
yeah, they're one of the top teams in the state as well with, as you said, top facilities. They're also a big school down in Bloomington.
Yeah, I mean, they got, you know, Indiana University right up the road from them. So, I mean, I'd hope you'd have good facilities. But baseball's first actual game is on April Fool's Day. That'll be at home against, or that'll be at Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
And then the next day it'll be at home against Newcastle because baseball does doubleheaders against conference teams. You go there one night, back home the next. Let's hope that, unlike last year, baseball team does not have a bunch of their games rained out.
Well, spring season, you never know.
Yeah, but baseball,
it could be a toss-up.
Baseball had the worst luck last year. A lot of their games got rained out.
I remember one game Colton Frank pitched last year. He was throwing a perfect game against Delta, and right as the fifth inning hit, they canceled the game because of rain. Which sucks, because Clinton was throwing a perfect game. Delta's pitcher allowed one walk and no hits.
Yeah, it was a pitching
duel.
Yeah, it was a, and when you have a pitcher in a groove like that and you have to cancel the game,
that sucks.
It messes up the mojo and it messes up the feeling of the team because you're like, man, what could have been, you know? And I don't remember. I think the baseball team lost that.
They did go on to lose.
Yeah, they lost both those, didn't they?
I can't remember if they pulled out a win because that was also senior night. So they finished the first game and then they did senior night.
All right. Yeah, no, baseball team, we talked about it in the opening segment. We're excited to watch. Very excited to watch. Good senior class this year. Some good youth coming up. You know, you mentioned Colin Axel Adams. He's a sophomore. Got to see some reps last year as a freshman.
Brand Gray is up now.
Yeah, Brant Gray's seen coming him up.
And football and base and basketball.
Yeah, Brant Gray, he is a three-sport athlete.
Varsity sport athlete.
Varsity three-sport athlete. Got some reps, got some snaps at quarterback during football and some of the blowouts and when Colton had to come out. But, you know, Brant stepping up was the sixth man in a majority of the season games. And started a few games for basketball this year. So Brant Gray, sophomore, pretty good athlete. Coming up to baseball now, his sophomore year. I mean, he's definitely taking a big step.
Yep, and he's going to be starting day one as well in the outfield.
Oh, really? He's starting day one?
Mm-hmm.
So he's started. Okay, Brant Gray, everybody. Know the name, learn it, put it, engrave it in your memory because
I always like to say he's the face of Pilsen Knights.
He might be it by his senior year. We never know. But switching things over, softball season's also going to be starting up. They have their first game against Center Grove that'll be at home on April 2nd.
And I believe the very next day they play Westfield.
Yeah, on the 3rd, they play Westfield at home as well. They start their game off two tough teams.
Very tough teams.
Center Grove, always up there in the rankings. Westfield, always up there in the rankings. Last year against them, played pretty solid. I think they beat Center Grove last year, fell to Westfield, started off their season 1-1, and then lost their next game. Going into the Horseshoe Classic was 1-2, and then won 2 out of their 3, so they went 3-3 to their first 6 games. And we expected their team to have a down year, but, I mean, they still had a pretty good season.
They had a good season, above .500.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you can ask for.
I'm excited to watch softball just because it's going to be, you know, Ari Rector, after having a season of varsity underneath her belt, coming back for her senior year, kind of on like a revenge tour, I guess. I think the softball team could surprise a lot of people this year.
Yeah, especially with the pitching that they have now. the hitting that they have now, too, with Avery Miller. Ari Rechter can still hit the ball really hard.
Yeah. I mean, Avery Miller, she doesn't hit the ball hard a lot of the time. But we have seen her homer.
When she gets a hold of it, it goes far.
Oh, yeah. She'll put it in the outfield a lot of times. She's had one home run on her career, and it was a three-run homer to walk off a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
she can hit the ball far.
Yeah. Avery Miller and Ari Rechter kind of run that show right now. But they do have some pretty solid players as well behind them. You know, you have Grace Fisher, we mentioned. Kaylee Smith, we mentioned. I believe they have some other sophomores and juniors coming up. I think Brindley Holm.
Aubrey Fox. Kirsten Dimovich. Allie Carlone is a freshman.
Yeah, so they have the youth. They have the experience. They have the whole package with the softball team this year. I think, obviously, it's going to be different. Really different, seeing as they lost a big senior class from last year. But I think the softball team could still be solid and surprise some people.
Yeah, I'm excited for their season. Hopefully they can win sectionals and not get a bad draw again this year.
Yeah, and then for girls tennis and men's golf, we obviously already mentioned track and field had their first couple meets at Anderson University in Indiana Westland. I do not know when their first official outdoor meet is, and I do not have any details on the first golf match or the first tennis match as well. But I know those should be coming up soon because spring sports here at Pendleton Heights are getting under full effect.
Yeah, and you know, you can just never expect when something's going to happen with the weather. Golf, I remember last year, had a lot of matches rained out because it's really hard to play golf in the rain.
Well, yeah, plus, I mean, you're swinging a metal club.
Yeah.
there's a lot of dangers of golf in the rain, but really any sport, there's dangers in playing in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, I know for rugby, I wear metal spikes on my cleats. I can't play in the rain. If there's lightning, we could play in the rain as long as there's no lightning. Same thing with track. Can't run in the rain if there's lightning because of your metal spikes. Baseball and softball.
Can't run in the rain.
Can't play in the rain.
Metal bats, metal cleats.
Right. Like, there's dangers. But overall, the spring season, usually we have pretty good luck with the weather. Last year, baseball really didn't. Softball had usually has really good luck. But overall, I'm excited for this spring season. Pendleton Heights spring athletics is usually one to watch.
Mm-hmm. And fall, winter.
Really,
any season.
Really. Yeah, but spring, I feel like, is the most exciting because you're getting that warm weather back basically all season.
Outside sports.
Mm-hmm. Outside, all outside. But yeah, that'll do it for this ASN Coaches Show. We hope you all enjoyed. Liam, any closing remarks?
Drive safe out there on the roads. Wear your seatbelts.
It's a pretty good statement. Yeah. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this ASN Coaches Show of 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.